Welcome to Check It In, Check It Out. I'm Anna.
And I'm Mary.
We're here at the Stratfordville Library making this Christmas show just for you.
Check It In, Check It Out is a radio show for kids.
It's all about the library,
the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Mary and Anna, a pair of sisters who have helped host our show in the past. They're back, and we are so glad to have them here at Check It In, Check It Out. We're coming to you from CHPD 105.9 FM Radio, DeBrigg, in beautiful downtown Elmer. We have a wonderful show for you tonight, a quiet kind of show, perfect to bring a little peace and calm to these often busy days leading up to Christmas. Let's get started with our first story tonight. Make sure you're in a warm, cozy place, snuggled up with somebody you love, and listen.
This story is called Great Joy, and it's written by Kate DiCamillo, illustrated by Bagram Ibatuli.
In the big midwinter, frosty when they moan, busted hot as iron, water like a stone, snow had fallen.
The week before Christmas, a monkey appeared on the corner of 5th and Vine. He was wearing a green vest and a red hat, and with him was a man, an organ grinder, who played music for the people on the street. In the daytime, when the sun shone, the sequins on the monkey's vest glittered and flashed, and from the window of her apartment, Frances could see the tin cup he held out to the people who walked by. Sometimes, if it was very quiet for just a minute, she could hear the music. It came across the crowded sidewalk and up through the windows, and even though the organ grinder and the monkey were just across the street, the songs sounded sad and far away, like the music from a dream.
Where do they go at night?
Who?
The man and his monkey.
Oh, Frances, don't ask me questions that I can't answer. I'm sure they go somewhere. Everyone goes somewhere.
But where?
I have no idea. Turn around.
Frances turned. Her mother pinned the bottom of her robe.
There. Now all I have to do is hem it, and you'll be ready. Have you memorized your line?
Yes.
Are you excited about the pageant?
Yes,
said Frances. And she turned away from her mother and looked out the window at the monkey. That night, Frances made herself stay awake. She sang songs.
Oh, come, little children, oh, come, one and all, to Bethlehem stable that Bethlehem saw, to see with rejoicing this glorious night.
And said her multiplication tables.
2 times 1 is 3. 2 times 3 is... 6. 3 times 3 is 9. 4 times 3 is 12.
She named the capitals of each state.
St. Paul, Tallahassee, Harrisburg.
One after the other. Every time she felt as if she might fall asleep, she shook her head and pinched her arm and opened her eyes wide. Finally, at midnight, Frances got out of bed and crept down the hallway to the living room.
Angels and archangels.
Ooh.
She looked down into the street. She saw the organ grinder, but where was the monkey? Her heart thumped, and then she saw him, tucked inside the man's overcoat, his small red hat still on his head.
Look at me. Look, I'm here.
It was the organ grinder who looked up. He took his cap from his head and raised it to her.
They sleep on the street, even when it snows.
Oh, Frances.
Maybe they could come for dinner.
No, they can't come for dinner.
Why not?
They're strangers, that's why. Eat your breakfast, Frances. You've got a big day ahead of you.
What can I give him? Poor as I am. If I were a...
All that day it snowed, but by evening, in time for the pageant, the sky cleared. The snow was so deep that Frances had to wear her boots for the walk to the church. The organ grinder and the monkey were still on their corner. Frances ran up and put a nickel in the monkey's cup.
I'm going to be in a Christmas play tonight. I get to wear wings and I have one line to say. Do you want to hear it?
Frances, we're going to be late. Let's go.
You can come. The play is at the church. It's just down the street. You can both come.
The organ grinder smiled at her, but his eyes looked sad.
Yeah, what can I give you? Give my heart. In the sky, let go lay in snow on snow.
At the church, everyone else was already in costume. Hurry, the choir director said as he helped Frances put on her wings. The shepherds walked out first, and then the choir director pointed to Frances. Meow. Frances stood very still. She opened her mouth, but the words would not come.
Say it,
whispered one of the shepherds.
Say it,
hissed an angel who did not have any lines of her own. The camel, which was really two people, swayed nervously back and forth. But Frances could not speak. All she could think about was how cold it was outside and how sad the organ grinder's eyes were, even when he smiled. The world was quiet. Everyone waited. Then, at the back of the sanctuary, a door opened. Frances smiled.
Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy.
And because the words felt so right, Frances said them again.
Great joy.
I would do my part. Yeah, what can I give you? Give my heart. In the sky, let go lay in snow on snow. Snow on snow.
Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy.
The last page of this wonderful book doesn't have any words, but you need to know that there's a picture of the organ grinder and his little monkey enjoying the company of all the children and their parents after the concert. The organ grinder is holding a cup of something warm, and he's smiling. Now, no need to get up. Just snuggle in, because our next story is about to begin.
This story is called The Animals' Christmas Carol by Helen Ward.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head.
In a darkening sky, stars shone bright over Bethlehem one winter's night. Over the roofs of the sleeping town, on a humble stable, the star shone down. For a child was born that holy night, and there within the candlelight, while warm and safe the people sleep, the animals a vigil keep. As the newborn child in the manger slept, the animals all around him crept, and though he woke he did not cry, as they sang their gentle lullaby.
I, said the dog, all black and white, I brought the sheep down from the hill tonight, so the shepherds might follow your shining light. I, said the dog, all black and white.
We, said the cow and her calf, white and red, we gave up our manger for your bed, and our soft, sweet hay to pillow your head. We, said the cow and her calf, white and red.
We, said the lion and the old brown bear, will stand guard outside in the cold night air, to gently growl at the shadows that dare. Come too close, said the lion and the bear. peacock perched high on the hay will shake out my tail at the dawn of the day. In place of your star as it fades away, I, said the peacock perched high on the hay. We, said the camels from eastern lands, we carried 3 men over desert sands. To place their gifts in your tiny hands, we, said the camels from eastern lands. The bees buzzed, there is no gift sweeter than ours. The best of the summer collected from flowers, and beeswax for candles to light the dark hours. The bees buzzed, no gift will shine brighter than ours. The moth said, this candle flame steady will stay. Though I'm drawn to light, I will stay away. Said the spider, I'll spin a fine web while you lay to keep the small biters and stingers away. I, said the mongoose, grizzled and gray, will keep all the poisonous snakes at bay. We'll nip and snap till they slide away. I'll keep watch still, said the mongoose gray. Our restful song, said the turtle dove, will cool from the rafters up above. Coo, sang the dove, deroo, sang his love, we give you our song, sang the turtle dove. Coo, deroo, coo, deroo, coo, deroo. I, said the ram with the curly horn, I give my wool to keep you warm. Made into a blanket for Christmas morn, I, said the ram with the curly horn.
I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, and stay by my bedside till morning is mine.
I, said the rooster, was so fine and loud that every hen in the inn yard bowed. But on this quiet morning, I'll be less proud. I will keep the peace and not crow too loud. I, said the woodworm, humble and small, can barely give any gift at all. But to spare the oak of your precious stall, I, said the woodworm, humble and small,
to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray.
The donkey dipped his sleepy head and listened to all that the animal said, as into the stable slipped a glimmer of dawn. I, sang the donkey, tired and worn, I traveled sure-footed up hill and down to bring your mother to Bethlehem town, to this humble stable where you were born, to sleep safe in the hay on Christmas morn. So the beast with hoofs and paws and wings and all the little creeping things filled this stable warm and bright with love and peace that Christmas night.
Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the generous support of the Algonquin County Public Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Aylmer, Ontario.
We'd also like to thank Radio DeBrake for putting us on the air.
I'm Julie Berry. Have yourself a wonderful week. Staff at the Elgin County Library offices and all the librarians and library assistants across Elgin County wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
G'day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, and radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglaicht. Ax and Mary Ham, and Ax Schof by the Aylmer Library. Vihatna Library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell. And ye can crack dae what ye vaun forn, dae zant ola new oop. Dae oop ner stun zant on the library dairn to zine. Ye can ook foon, nend ook foon ama as, fief eint neang, zas droi eint, eint fire zas null, extension, eint null neang, van jut nog my information failed. Bitte kump nan and zeit wat vi han in unser libraries tum junt and juna familia, Matt Halton.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.